Welcome to Apple This.
Hi, everybody. This is Not a Mouse bringing you another podcast. This one's another game by the wonderful people behind Kids Friendly Software. You probably are very familiar with them. They've come out with quite a few games here lately. This is another one. This one is called Blindfold Crazy 8. This brought some memories for me because I used to play Crazy 8 when I was a kid with my sisters all the time. It was a fun game, and I'll be honest, I haven't played Crazy 8 in a long time. So when I got to play with the app for the first time, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know why I stopped playing Crazy 8. Crazy 8 is a pretty fun game. Blindfold Crazy 8, just like it spells, blindfold is one word, B-L-I-N-D-F-O-L-D, space, crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, space, 8, E-I-G-H-T-S, so you got to spell out the 8, so it's not the number 8, so Blindfold Crazy 8, finding the App Store, it is a free app, it does offer an in-app purchase if you want to upgrade. I highly recommend it. I think if you're going to play with this a lot, you're going to want to do the in-app purchase. It's a nominal fee, and it's going for a good cause. You're supporting the Kids Friendly Software to keep coming out with these great games that we can play. This game is really for you and the computer, so it's not a turn-by-turn based. You're playing with anybody over the internet or anything. It does not require internet or Wi-Fi. You just play the computer right on the phone, which is kind of a cool deal. And also the in-app purchase allows you to keep playing the game as long as you want. And also comes with kind of two games in one. So it'll give you two different kinds of Crazy 8 games. There's the default one that comes with it where you can draw one card but you can't discard anything. Or the second game you can draw as many times as you want and then you can discard. It's a faster paced game if you do it that way. Otherwise the default one is more slower. But it doesn't bother me. So anyway, I purchased the in-app purchase, so you'll be able to hear the default game that comes with it. All right, so without further ado, for those that like to know, I'm using my iPhone 6 on iOS 8.13. That would be 8.1.3. And let's go ahead and get the game going. So I'm going to do a single finger double tap on the app itself.
Blindfold Crazy 8. Double tap to open.
All right, single finger double tap. Let's get going.
Blindfold Crazy 8. Blindfold Crazy 8's main menu. Welcome to Blindfold Crazy 8. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
Okay. So pretty much anytime if you want to get help to learn about the game itself, etc. I'll show you a few things about it. I won't finish the game, but you'll get a better idea how to play the game. So it's a very straightforward, simple game to learn for anybody, for kids and adult alike. It's a lot of fun. All right, so we're at the main menu. As I flick to the right,
resume game button.
There's the resume game option. So obviously, I've already played a game. I'm in a game currently, and I will show you how you can check the progress of the current game. But before we get to that, you're going to see the two games that comes with it.
Game, discard or draw button.
This is the default one. You discard.
Game, discard or draw till you can discard button.
That's the one I was telling you about. It's a faster pace where you can simply keep drawing cards until you discard a card. So that's a faster pace, but nonetheless, they're both fun games. All right, let's go to the next one.
Current scores button.
All right, this is where we can find out the current score of my existing game. So let's go ahead and do a single finger double tap here and see what happens.
My total score is 0 points.
Your total score is 23 points. The target score for this game is 100 points.
All right, so you heard the computer say he had 0, I had 23. Our target score is 100. So that means the first person that gets to the 100, that may incorporate multiple rounds of the game. So you keep playing the game until we get 100 points. So right now, obviously, I'm beating the computer by 23 to 0. So we're about a quarter ways done in this game. All right, so we go ahead and flip to the right.
Reset scores button.
At any time you want to start over with a clean slate, you just double tap on this and boom, it'll just set everything back to 0 and you can start all over. So if the computer's whipping you and you don't like that, you can just clear it and start all over. If you want to do that, that's cool. All right, so flick more to the right.
Help button.
There's the help button. As she was just mentioned before, if you want to get help or find out how to play Crazy 8s, If you're not familiar with Crazy Eights, definitely come in here and double tap this and get into the tutorial and learn how to play Crazy Eights.
Settings button.
As I flip to the right, here's settings. And we'll come back to settings in a moment here because there's more below this I want to show you.
Buy starter pack button.
There's that buy starter pack I was telling you about. That's the in-app purchase. So if you double tap on that, that'll allow you to upgrade it to get the new starter pack, which is that second game, plus you get the unlimited play a game with Crazy Eights. So if you start to play with this a lot, you're probably going to end up having to buy that starter pack anyway, like myself. I just end up using it and liking it, so I just did that. Not only that, but like I said, I've always said it, I always like to support my developer. So Marty is a great guy over there, so I'm just trying to help out for his good deed for what he's doing for us. So I just bought that. All right, so that's it for the screen. So if I swipe one more to the right, you'll hear the dunk. There it is, that little drum snare thing. Okay, let's go back to the left.
Settings button.
Let's go in here very quickly. I want to show you this. Double tap on this.
Subscribe to our tweets by using the Twitter app. Our Twitter name is @stemdad.
For some reason, it goes all the way to the bottom, so I'm going to go back to the top here.
Done button.
At the top right-hand corner is the done button. So this is the very top of the settings area. So as I flick to the right.
Voice settings heading.
Okay, we're going to get into the voice settings spectrum of the game here.
Change speed for saying cards. Now it is slow.
Okay, so obviously you can speed up how it says the game and how the gameplay goes. So it will deal faster, speak faster, everything. If you want to change this, you just double tap on this, because if you right now it's set to slow, and this can go really super fast for those that like to go a lot faster and actually can understand it. Unlike me, I have to keep my voices slow because I don't know, I just, maybe my brain just doesn't process as fast. All right, so I'm going to flick to right.
Background sounds. Now it is piano bar medium.
This is the background sound. Right now there's piano. I'm going to go ahead and double tap in here.
Alert. Background sounds.
As I flick to right.
Piano bar soft button.
There's a soft. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on soft.
Settings. Heading.
The reason I set to soft was because.
Done. Button.
It'll come back out in here.
Voice settings. Change speed for saying cards. Background sounds. Now it is piano bar soft.
Okay, so it's now the piano bar soft. This way the music will be calm and soft, and it's very not so distracting, very loud. By default, it's set to medium, so it's kind of somewhat a little bit loud. But if you enjoy the music and you want the music to be louder, you can set it to medium or to loud. So you have those three options of soft, medium, and loud. And then obviously the last one is you don't want any music at all, so you can just have simply nothing. So that is there.
Ding if the card is playable. Now it is on.
All right, by default, the ding if you have a playable card. I definitely encourage you to keep this on because it helps you to let you know that you do have a playable card that can be played in that given round. This is pretty cool. I highly recommend to keep this on because it'll make soft. Ding! If the card that you have selected is playable. So it kind of gives you a better idea how to play the game. And not only that, but just to wake you up a little bit. So you are aware of your cards and what's being played.
Must play card if you can. Now it is on.
Must play card if you can. So you can't draw a card if you have if you have cards that can be played. So by default, this is on. So if you have cards that can be played, it has to be played. You can't just draw cards for the haven. Now, you can turn that off by just setting it off, but by default, set to on.
Target score. Now it is 100.
As I mentioned before, this is the target score. The first person that gets to 100 points to achieve that wins the game. So it could take multiple hands to achieve that 100 mark. So you can adjust this to any score that you want.
Sort cards automatically. Now it is on.
I love this. Now, by default, this is turned off. I would turn this on. Sorting your hands is kind of a big deal because it begins as a seven-hand game. So you get seven cards, and it's all jumbled up. Like me, I like to order them in suits. And I would highly recommend you turn this on because it will automatically sort them by suits and then by numbers. So from the highest, or I think it's from lowest to highest. So this is kind of important, but I will show you how you can manually sort it if you want to do it yourself. You can do so. Otherwise, just to save you some time, just go ahead and set this on so it'll be all sorted for you.
Learn about our other apps.
You can learn about the other apps that they have. They got lots of different games out there you can choose from. Bravo for them. Go check it out.
Follow our blog using the Safari app. Read about other blindfold projects. Our blog address is stemiami.wordpress.com.
Follow them on their blog, and what I'm doing is I'm swiping to the right, keep swiping to the right.
Subscribe to our tweets by using the Twitter app. Our Twitter name is @stemdad.
I would recommend following the Twitter, you know, because you get to find out what's going on by kids-friendly software. This is how you get into the know-how, the news, what's coming out, and what's been updated, and that sort of stuff. Follow them. They're great people to follow.
Tap to ask us a question, give us your ideas to improve this game, or just post your comments on applevis.com. We answer all questions and appreciate your suggestions. Or, from your PC or Mac, visit applevis.com and search for Blindfold Racer.
As it states there, kudos to Marty over at the Kids Friendly Software. Thank you so much for putting us in your app itself and all your games. I can't appreciate enough. Our users will find this a help too. So if you come to applevis.com and find the Blindfold Racer game or any of the Blindfold games itself, leave some comments for Marty because he does read those comments and he wants to try to improve the game. So if there's any ideas or new games that you might like to see to come out, shoot a comment to him. He does come by and he'll reply and get back with you. So remember, you can come and leave your comments there.
Send email to developer.
And obviously, you can send an email directly to him on the app as well. And that's it. So we got the settings right where we want it. So let's go back to the top right-hand corner where there's done.
Done button.
Double tap on done.
Blindfold Crazy 8's main menu.
Okay, we're back at the top. Let's go down to the where we could just start the game and let it go.
Resume game button.
Okay, I'm going to go down one.
Game, discard or draw button.
By default, this is what you're going to see. Go ahead and do a single finger double tap on this.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. Starting Crazy 8's game, discard or draw a card version. You go first. Dealing your cards.
Get my seven cards.
Dealing computer cards.
Get his seven cards.
Dealing a card to discard pile. Discard pile top card is Queen of Hearts. You have seven cards. Two of diamonds. Two of hearts. Four of hearts. Ace of spades. Four of spades. Eight of spades. Jack of spades.
I have seven cards.
Discard pile top card is Queen of Hearts. It's your turn. If you can play a card, do so by selecting the card, then tap twice. Otherwise, draw a card by tapping with three fingers.
So obviously she's very self-explanatory how to proceed on the game. Now, Crazy Ace, remember, you have to play what suits is in the discard pile. So if you hear what's in the discard pile once more, you just use two fingers and just tap on the screen once with two fingers.
Discard pile top card is Queen of Hearts.
So we have a Queen of Hearts. So we have to play the suits, which is hearts. Unless you have a queen, which is the queen up there, you can change the suits by putting your queen down on top of that and change the suits. Or, obviously, because it's crazy eights means that anytime you get an eight of any suit, it becomes a wild card and you can change the suit. Now, I did have two hearts, so to see what you have on your hand, she just announced what I had. But just for the heck of it, I'm going to flick to the left here. Okay, that means I'm all the way to the left side of my deck, or what I'm holding in my hand, actually. So let's go through here and swipe to the right.
Two of hearts.
Okay, there's my two heart. Now, you hear that ding? That means that card can be played right now if you want to do that. But I'm going to check out, see what I got.
Four of hearts.
Another heart.
Ace of spades.
All right, so we're in a different suit.
Four of spades. Uh-huh. Eight of spades. Uh-huh. Jack of spades. Now, eight of spades.
It says ding because it's not a heart, but it's a wild card. So remember that I have a wild card.
Jack of spades. Jack of spades.
All right. So let's go back down to the hearts and play a heart.
Eight of spades. Four of spades. Ace of spades. Four of hearts.
All right. Let's go play. And to play this, just do a single finger double tap.
Playing four of hearts.
Okay.
I play king of hearts. All right. I have six cards.
He played his king of hearts. Now, if I had a king, I can change suits, but I'm not going to do that because I have another heart here.
Two of hearts.
I'm going to go ahead and play the two of hearts here.
Playing two of hearts.
I play two of spades. I have five cards.
Now, listen very carefully. Now, I put a two of hearts down. What he did, he changed his suit on me. And now, you will hear he has two diamonds on my discard pile. So, two finger tap.
Discard pile top card is two of spades.
Oh, I'm sorry, spades. So he changed it to spade on me, which is a good thing because I don't think I have any hearts left.
Two of diamonds.
I got two diamonds.
Ace of spades.
Okay, now, it dinged with the two of diamonds because that there's a two out there, so I can change it to diamond, or I can just go with the spades.
Four of spades.
I'm going to go ahead and play just the spades.
Eight of spades. Jack of spades.
Let's go play with the highest one here and get rid
of
that.
Jack of spades.
I play queen of spades.
Queen of spades.
I have four cards.
All right. Let's, now, at any time you want to hear everything over again, yes, a two-finger tap allows you to know what's on the discard pile, but if I shake my phone...
I have four cards.
Yes, you have four cards. Discard pile top card is queen of spades. The selected card is eight of spades.
Okay, so you basically we know how many cards he has left, how many cards I have left, what's on the discard pile, and what is currently selected on my hands. I don't want to waste my eight.
Four of spades.
Let's go ahead and play the spades here. Four. And do a double tap.
Playing four of spades.
I drew a card. I have five cards.
Okay, so he had to draw a card. I think I can do another one.
Two of diamonds.
Nope.
Ace of spades. Ace of spades. Yeah. Eight of spades.
Okay. Now, I want to let you know, if you want to manually sort your hands, your deck, or your hands, I should say, and you don't have the auto sort, you just take your two fingers and swipe up.
Ordering your cards. Ordering your cards.
And I'll reshuffle it for you.
You have three cards. Two of diamonds. Ace of spades. Eight of spades.
Okay. So let's go ahead, and since it's already spades, let's go...
Ace of spades. Ace of spades.
Let's put that in there.
Playing ace of spades.
I drew a card. I have six cards.
So I'm going to go ahead and play my last one and see what I got here.
Eight of spades. Two of diamonds.
I want to make sure I get the right suit, so I'm going to go...
Eight of spades. Eight
of spades.
Go ahead
and play my eight, because it's my wild card. I'm going to go ahead and tap
playing
on
eight of spades. Pick a suit by flicking left or right, then tap twice.
So I want to get to diamonds.
Clubs. Diamonds.
Double tap on diamonds.
Suit is now diamonds.
All right, now
I
my
play
suit.
Six of diamonds. I have five cards.
Now, since I only have one card
you
left.
You have one card. Two of diamonds.
And obviously I'm going to win because of my last card. Now, if you ever want to draw a card, because you have to draw a card if you do not have anything that's playable. And that's okay. You heard the computer was... To draw cards, you just do a three finger, and you just didn't tap on the screen with three fingers.
You cannot draw if you have a valid move.
Because I have a valid move, I can't draw any cards, but I just wanted to show you that the valid move there, to that's how you pick up new cards, okay? So when you draw a card, you're not going to be, you forfeit your play, and then it goes to the computer. But I'm going to go ahead and do it and just finish this off.
Playing two of diamonds. You won this round with 26 points.
All right.
My total score is 0 points.
Your total score is 49 points. The target score for this game is 100 points. You won this round with 26 points. Swipe up with one finger to play again. Swipe up with three fingers to go back to the main menu.
So obviously if you want to go ahead and play the game again, you just do a one finger swipe up, or I'm just going to do a three finger swipe up here. And
blindfold
that gets you
crazy
back.
Eights main menu.
That will always take you back to the main menu of Crazy Eights by doing a three-finger swipe up. So it'll remember that. Now, the thing here is that be sure to finish your round before you kill the app from the app switcher. So if you're in the middle of the game and you didn't play all your cards, so like right there, I got done with the game. It still remembers that I'm winning, and you can go ahead and close it out, and the next time you open it up, you can just resume and start playing again with him. Now, if you're in the middle of a game, you still got cards in your hands, and you kill it, it's going to kill the game, and you are not going to be able to resume that game. Okay? All right. Well, that's pretty much Blindfold Crazy Eights in a nutshell. It was pretty easy, simple, fun. I think it's great for kids and adults alike. Also, for people that are learning how to use the iPhone, this is pretty good. A little easy game to play. Once again, it's a free game, Blindfold Crazy Eights, with an in-app purchase. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. To contact me, feel free to do so. You can email me at thomas@applevis.com or anonymous@applevis.com, or you can simply follow me on Twitter. I would love for you to follow me, and if you do follow me, I'll try to follow you back if I see you do so. If I forget to follow you, just give me a nudge and I'd be happy to follow you back. You can follow me at @Thomas_Domville. That's Donald, Oscar, Mickey, Victor, Ichabod, Lilo, Eeyore. I know. The Disney phonetics, I love Disney, so that's just how it is. All right, anyway, I hope you enjoy the podcast. Until next time, you guys take care, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye. God bless.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.